6th of May. Present, we have Senators Elton, Olson, Wilkins, and really have three orders, three things I'd like to do today. Both co-chairs of Senate Finance are comfortable with having HB 16, the boarding school funding bill, up in Senate Finance. I think there's been some efforts made to have an intent language to have some a comprehensive plan looked at to where we're headed on with the whole boarding school program. And so if the committee doesn't object, we've heard the testimony about it. If the committee doesn't object, I'd like to move it on. But
Mr. Chair, move to report House Bill 16 from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Is there objection? Seeing none, HB 16 moves. Stick around.
That's fiscal.
We're going to do something really bad to you. Just be a minute. I have a sponsor substitute for House Bill 167 that I would like to have adopted. It is a significant change in what was in the earlier version, and my primary hope is that it being the bill that's before the committee will stir a bunch of discussion and work amongst with the Attorney General and Department of Education, and I will commit to the committee on the first day that we are back in committee, I will move to rescind this action and give us another chance if indeed it proves to be bad public policy. So I'm asking you.
Well, that'll give us something to look forward to.
To trust me that this is because you haven't had a lot of time to look at it. And but we will not take any action on it without lots of chances to work with it.
And adopt it as the case substitute?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, move to adopt sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 167, version F, as our working document.
Objection? Thank you. Seeing none, it's adopted. We will set this aside for further work next session. Appreciate that confidence. We'll now take up HCR 11. You might get a copy. Did you get a copy?
I got a copy.
All right.
We'll do our homework.
To Roger with love.
Thank you.
Representative Sisna, please.
Strike that from the record. That's the first time I've laughed in 3.5 days.
Please identify yourself and present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Sharon Sisna. I'm state representative from District 22. And House Concurrent Resolution Number 11 does, this is maybe one of the most simple bills, and everybody says that, but I think this may be it, in that it sets aside July 24th, 2005 only, and proclaims it Parents' Day. And the reason for doing this is that this is, in fact, a national effort, and we do have handouts, by the way, on this program. Well, it's a national day, the July the 24th, and it celebrates parents. And the process for a number of years now in Alaska has been there's been a group of it's been faith-based and community advocates for parents and parenting that have picked a parent of the year. And usually there's runner-up as well. And then there's a large picnic and celebration and much to-do made over parents on July the 24th. What the committee that puts this together would like to do is make it a much larger, much much greater effort to get parents across the state recognized and to really highlight that that wonderful place that parents play. They are really the foundation of society. I need say no more.
Is there any questions or comments? Senator Wilken.
Is it okay to cross-sponsor this?
Of course.
With all these communists that are on here?
So, Sharon, Representative, so the thought would be that every year we would have a resolution like this?
We will next year, because we realized that the session had gone by a ways, and we realized it would be easier to put it through this way for this next year and for this summer, and then next year we'll put in a bill to actually make it a solid day every year.
Why wouldn't we just in this bill, on the second page, make it that the second or the fourth Sunday of every year is proclaimed to be Parents' Day?
It has to be in statute, this is a resolution. Okay. Yeah.
Chair will entertain a motion.
Move that HCR 11 be passed from committee. Report out of committee with individual recommendations.
Objection. And for the record, Senator Green joined us just a few minutes ago. Hearing and seeing no objections, the bill passed. Is there any further business before the committee? Thank you. We're adjourned.